Coach Jeremy Ezry and the Pirate Men. This will be our final interview with him before the new year. I know he's getting ready for holiday hoops and doing recruiting and all that stuff. We were talking about how odd it has to be. We're recording this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Coach is going to air here in just a couple hours, but no practice until the new year. And as well as you guys have been playing, that got to be a little bit different when she gets to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. You know, we should be practicing right now and all that. And, you know, it's certainly a weird feeling. I think our guys were kind of ready for a break, but at the same time, we were playing all right basketball at the end of the year. And so, you know, you're less likely to be ready for a break if everything's going smooth and good. And it was for us, and we're hoping we can just pick that back up to where we need to be for this January and February, this final stretch.
If you look at your schedule, Coach, and I was just kind of, you know, I always compare your results with the national poll when it comes out on Monday. Certainly Johnson County, it was a frustrating second half here, but a loss to a really good basketball team. Same with National Park. We know what they are. Des Moines, we know what they are. Yeah, we talked last week about how frustrating that Southwestern loss was. Not, you know, you don't want to take anything away from them because they played well and held you down, but it looked like, especially with the way that you played here over the last three games, that Southwestern game kind of spurred you guys to saying, okay, that wasn't good, and you really got to go in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it certainly opened our eyes a little bit, and we were able to realize the level we have to play at every single game. At least hopefully we realize that. And, we're able to have a really good final week or final 7-10 days, if you include that Johnson County game and then the last week with two games and stuff. We're able to respond pretty well, but at the same time, that Southwestern one still stings because we know we could have had it.
Yeah, there's, if you're just going to compare game to game, I'm going to, you scored 67 against Southwestern, and last Saturday you scored 107. I know that numbers sometimes can be just the way the game's played, you know, high octane or good defensive teams, but there was a big difference. You know, that's 40 points of difference between one and the other. What, as you look back at Southwestern and you look at how well you scored the ball against Allen County, what was kind of the big thing that got you guys going over the last three games?
I think it's our aggressiveness. We didn't settle. We got downhill, and we were still able to get wide-open threes because of it and outside shots, but we didn't settle, and we put a lot of pressure on their defense. I'd say that was the first thing that we were able to do, and the second thing, we were able to defend and only allow one rebound and then get out and run, and our guys are pretty good in transition when we do that. And so we were able to defend, just get allow one shot and then rebound it and get out and go, and that allowed us to play at our pace.
I would not be surprised at all, and I would probably go on record. I haven't seen all your games, and I wasn't in Overland Park for this one, but especially coming off that disappointing Southwestern game, coming back 3 days later and beating number two in the country in Johnson County, getting revenge on them, beating them on their floor, that has to be the biggest win that you've had thus far this season, is it not?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. With them being number two in the nation and all that, I'd say that was big. You know, I think another big one was when we beat number seven Ellsworth at our place. I think we gained some momentum and played a really good team that's going to be top 10 all year probably in Ellsworth. But overall, I'd say that Johnson County game on the road, them being ranked number two in the nation, having already beat us, that was a really, really big one for us.
I kind of got the feel, too. You know, it's one of those things that you don't really feel on the bus on the way up there, but then you kind of look at it and say, you know, didn't play well at Southwestern. I kind of look back at it and say, you know, there was kind of that feel of we're going to go up there, we're going to take care of business, we're going to get our W, we're going to get on the road. And there's a lot more in junior college basketball in going on the road and winning, just kind of feeling like we're going to take care of business.
Yeah, certainly there is. You know, I think it's a mindset, and you just got to bring the energy, and everybody's got to bring the energy. And when that happens, good things happen. But at that same time, it's really hard to do, you know, on a consistent basis.
I feel like, too, that if you look at victories that might get overlooked by the time the season's over and you look back and say, that was kind of an underrated, really hard victory. That win at Highland a week ago, that was a really good win for your basketball team.
Yes, it certainly was. And that's a really good team. They got a really good big, and a team that we're going to play right off the bat starting in January again. And I think, you know, it's going to be tough to beat them twice, but to look back and say, hey, we got them at their place on the road, that was really good for us.
What has, you know, roster-wise, you start to get to December, and we've talked all the time about how the kids will go home for Christmas break, and sometimes they come back in January, and the confidence, they look like twice the player that they were in November. Are things just kind of coming together roster-wise, confidence-wise, all those things here in December as you go into break, Coach?
I think so. You know, we certainly hope so, but yeah. I think our freshmen, we were pretty young to start the year, and we're still young, but I think our freshmen are getting a better idea of everything and how to play and just how to respond to adversity and all that stuff. So, yeah, I would say, you know, we've had some growing up, and hopefully we continue to do that. I think I told our guys, you know, we got beat by some teams early that were just older. They knew how to play the game. They knew how to approach the game. But our ceiling might hopefully is higher than theirs, because I think we'll grow more just by being so young. And so if we continue down that path, we continue to grow and mature, then, yeah, I think, you know, we can definitely get there. So, like you said, I'm hoping to once these guys get back from their holiday break that they really have matured and expanded their games.
I hope the guys are ready. I'm going to make an obvious statement here. We talk about this every Christmas, but the guys are aware that once they get back into the gym in January 2024, there's going to be a lot of conditioning that goes on for about a week and a half to get ready for Highland.
Yes, there is. You know, if we want to play the way we want to play and have the success that we want to have, we got to be the best in shape team as well. So, you know, there might be the first couple of days might be a bit of an eye-opener surprise. Just because you can simulate some stuff at home and all that stuff, but at the same time, it's hard to simulate being in practice and conditioning and running up and down the floor and stuff. So it'll take a little bit, but hopefully our guys are being able to stay in the gym for the most part and get some good reps up back home.
So when you're a freshman coming out of high school, you're going to college, which is, you know, that just going to college is something you have to get used to, but to me, there's always in the month of November, there's different rungs. There's, can I play at this level? I've figured out I can play at this level. And then you have to figure out there's more than just playing at this level. You got to feel like how do you be successful and win at this level? And I kind of feel like that second how to win at this level are some of the things that your young guys are figuring out.
Yeah. You know, they were successful in high school. They were winners in high school. And we recruited them because of that purpose. And now we just got to keep building and, you know, keep taking those stairs up and going to the next level. And yeah, you're right. The next thing we got to do is learn how to win at this level and do so on a consistent basis, night in and night out.
What did you see from Tyler King in high school, Coach, that led you to say, you know what, not only do I want him as a Pirate, but he can be one of the really good ones at this school?
Yeah, I think he's dynamic and a really good scorer and is really good at controlling his movements and his body and stuff, but at the same time, you know, he does it in a team with a team mindset and in a team atmosphere and stuff. And so, you know, I think he had the best of both worlds with that. He certainly lived up to those standards with us first semester. You know, 30 point games or 30 plus point games, and just been good defensively. He's coachable, and he's just been great all around.
As far as, you know, you certainly have a team that it's dominant as far as backcourt play and forward play. You don't have a lot of bigs, but you have a really good one in Dampier Evans, who had a really good game on Saturday. You got Roman Phillips figuring out of Atlanta, Missouri, coming in as a backup. How important are the play of those two, not only to play well, but to stay out of foul trouble and give you some balance on the floor in that paint?
Yeah, we got to have them. And you can throw John Carroll in that mix and Jamal Davis as well. And, it's important for them to be there and just be super, super solid for us, to where teams have to respect us down low and on the offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds and all that. And then, you know, that's where they really add value, and that's where they can get their extra points and stuff from, is just by doing the hustle stuff and the dirty work underneath. And they've done a great job of that.
How challenging does you start looking at January, and certainly my eyes start looking at region, how challenging is Region 16 this year, Coach, especially with the addition of Jefferson College?
Yeah, Jefferson's good. I think Metro's been up and down, but you know they're going to be good, especially when it comes to region tournament time and all that. And St. Louis is going to be probably one of the better defensive teams that we face, because that's what they do, and they're really good at that. So there's just a lot of work ahead of us that's hopefully going to help us, you know, sharpen ourselves and become better. But it will be tough in region play.
Yeah, you had that region flag for a couple of years running, Coach, and you didn't get that thing last year. You got bumped out prior. How much does that leave a hunger in you guys as a coaching staff and players to get that thing back come late February?
Oh, yeah. That's our number one goal right now is to prepare ourselves to win a region tournament and cut down some nets and do all that stuff. And, you know, we were didn't get it last year. I think it was 4 out of 5 years we did and didn't get it last year. And it hurt, and we're ready to get back there.
Yeah, it's why you play the game, right? Because you want to get to those goals at the end of the year.
That is, yep. That's for sure is.
Is there, you know, I took notice of the fact that you won at Highland by 8, you beat a good Allen County team by 20, you put up 107, and you didn't move up one iota in the national polls. Is it something that the guys keep their eye on at all?
I don't think so, not too much. We knew we had an opportunity a couple weeks ago to really progress in the rankings, and we laid an egg that Wednesday against Southwestern. So, you know, I think we want to be there. We definitely talk about it some. I don't know if we live or die by it, but you know, it's certainly something we want to expand. I don't know if we I think right now with how it went the last week or two, then that's probably what we deserve, and so, you know, I hopefully that does use it as hunger a little bit that, hey, you know, we went 2-0, but we're still at 20th. But if we're looking at, if we would be Southwestern, we'd probably be around 13-14-15 area. So I think that drives us, but at the same time, you know, I don't think we're too upset that right now we're 20th. So we're hoping January and February is good to us.
And it's kind of what I've seen from the women, too, falling eight spots in the last 2 weeks in this poll. And I think it's not anything other than to say if you get high in the poll, it's just hard to move up because everybody's good. But the losses that you get hurt you in the poll more than the wins help.
Yeah, they do. You know, they do. And the polls come to factor this year with that large bids for our national tournament and stuff. But it seems like, you know, you can win and win and win, and if everybody else is winning up top, you're not going to do much. But if you don't come to play one night and you end up losing, then that's certainly going to drop you. And so, yeah, we both definitely have experienced that lately.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Congrats on the 10-4 record here going into Christmas. Wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, and I'll catch up with you again in January.
Hey, right back at you, Tom. Thank you for all your coverage, and Merry Christmas.